And joining us once again on the phone from Bible to School, our friend Corey Pennypacker. Good morning again, Corey.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you on the phone. We talked earlier about what you guys are doing in our local schools and what you're doing during this time of COVID. And I understand you've really been growing. Tell us about all the new schools you're in and how God has really blessed your ministry during this time.
Absolutely. You didn't think you would grow during COVID, but what we have, we've added 16 new classes this year. We're in 5 different counties, and so last year we had over 1,000 public school children that we were able to teach the Bible to over their lunch and their recess typically, and 50% of them, Fred, 50% had no church home. Wow. So we were teaching them about the Bible for the very first time, and we had a couple kids tell us, you know, hey, I didn't even know that God made me. And one little girl said, does God really know my name?
Wow.
So they really need this. They don't have biblical truth. They don't, and truth right now, as you know, is kind of elusive. So this is such an important program that we are excited to be able to, you know, expand into 5 different counties in the state.
That's awesome. You told us earlier about how Zoom has brought you into the kids' homes, which is such a great opportunity to share the gospel. Do you have any stories about how God has worked through your ministry recently?
Yes. We have a little boy who had no church background. He just stole our hearts. He came to our program. He made a decision to follow Jesus, and he was so, so passionate about it. He ended up bringing his family to church. I think probably, you know, those kids that are just pull them along, you know, to go to church. And he got his family to church. But then this is what he told his small group leader. He said, I keep my Bible to school things in my desk in case anyone has questions about Jesus during the school day. So he's ready. He's primed and ready to give the gospel whenever.
That is awesome. Now, how can our listeners get involved? What are your needs right now?
Sure. We have small group leaders that we need, volunteers that we need. We have kids signing up, like I said, who don't attend church, who are on our waiting list. So they're waiting to learn about Jesus. And so it's the volunteers. It's about a 2-hour commitment once a week. And that's the best. We have one volunteer tell us it's the best 2 hours of her week. She just loves it. It energizes her. So we could use some volunteers. And then as far as if for students, we want to put it out there. If you're, check out our website, because this is in your school, we'd love for your student to sign up and bring their friends. You can do that through the website. If it's not in your school, then hey, talk to us too, because we'd love to help you get it in your school. So those are the kind of needs that we have.
If you can get involved or want to get your kids involved with Bible to School, visit them online, Bible2School.com. Corey, thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Fred and Mindy. You enjoy the day.